Hey Mike. Today, we're diving into the enchanting world of Sakura Beach. Just imagine this. You're sitting on a sun-soaked beach, sipping a cold drink, while uncovering a heartfelt story about friendship, love, and hidden dreams. It's the perfect escapade that combines vibrant visuals with an enchanting narrative. Why should you give Sakura Beach a shot? Well, there's something quite unique and refreshing about this visual novel that sets it apart. In Sakura Beach, we follow Seiji, a daydreamer whose mind often drifts among the stars. When he finds himself at the beach with his childhood friends, what could be better than sunbathing and enjoying the ocean's serenity? But hold on, as Seiji starts to realize that while he's over the moon with his telescope and constellations, his friends are longing for his attention. Talk about a cosmic conundrum, right? The gameplay primarily involves dialogue choices that steer the course of the story, guiding your relationships with the characters. And let me tell you, the charm lies not just in the plot, but also in connecting with the characters and feeling the weight of those decisions. The game offers multiple endings, which adds layers to how you might want to navigate Seiji's relationships. It's all about that unraveling narrative that spices things up. Now let's talk visuals. With artwork by the talented Inma, the graphics are stunning. The characters are beautifully designed and the backgrounds are vibrant, bringing that sunny beach atmosphere to life. It's like jumping into a colorful postcard where every scene radiates warmth and playfulness. If you're looking for an eye candy experience, this game serves up a sweet blend of character and scenery. One particularly exciting moment occurs when you realize just how much your choices affect Seiji's interactions. There's a scene where you can choose whether to gaze at the stars or join your friends on a beach adventure. The tension between cosmic curiosity and heartfelt friendship adds a layer of depth that keeps you engaged. Now, you might be hesitating, thinking, "This isn't typically my scene." But hear me out. If you find yourself drawn into interesting stories and charming aesthetics, you might find Sakura Beach surprisingly engaging. It's less about the usual tropes of its genre and more about the character connections and narrative depth. For fans of vibrant storytelling, you might find parallels with other title gems like Doki Doki Literature Club or the mesmerizing charms of Amnesia Memories. They embody aspects of storytelling and relationship building, so if you enjoyed those, then give this one a shot. Of course, if you're wary about diving into a visual novel, keep in mind that this one focuses heavily on emotions and personal connections, steering clear of the overtly complex narratives that can sometimes be daunting. It's meant to be a relaxing experience, even if it tug on your heartstrings. Ultimately, what makes Sakura Beach worth your time is its blend of heartfelt narrative and vibrant artistry, creating an experience that is both soothing and thought-provoking. So, Mike, are you ready to get swept away in a tale of fun and friendship while basking in the sun? Thanks for soaking up today's discussion, and I hope you consider exploring the beautiful world of Sakura Beach. Until next time, may your gaming adventures be full of wonder and warmth.